Step into a world of adventure and join our players in the continuation of Waterdeep Dragon Heist in a homebrew adventure called Eye of the Thrallspire. We are thrilled to have you, but we'd be even more thrilled if you became a patron of our podcast on Patreon. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this is Quest.
Cam here. After the parade, things broke out in a little bit of chaos, and, well, a lot of people died, and it was a pretty rough parade, nothing like the ones back home. After the combat, we met up with a woman by the name of Black Viper. I thought it was just a legend, but she actually exists. She led us through the streets, and, well, we were running for our lives, it seemed like, the whole time until we made it to a cellar. It was a somewhat joyous occasion, almost, to see so many of our friends and companions and, well, for some, what seems like lovers now. We learned a lot, too. We learned about something called the Thrallspire, tucked deep away underneath the city of Waterdeep. I don't know how it works, but somehow it's supposed to control the minds of people in a small area, but somehow Xanathar has found a way to make it span almost the whole city. Terrifying to think about. We found that the ritual involves this extra stone, and it's taking place in the Yawning Portal. They're channeling energy up through the hole in the floor that leads to this crazy dungeon that's apparently underneath Waterdeep. I've never heard of it, but I also haven't been here very long. After a rousing speech from our dear friend Renair, we took to the Yawning Portal. Combat broke out almost immediately from the front lines, and we tried to find a way to sneak into the back door, where we were met with a terrifying-looking spectator, an ogre, and a bunch of goblins. The ogre threw a goblin at me, which is something I've never seen before, but we eventually got ourselves through it and got into this terrifying scene inside the Yawning Portal, a mind flayer casting the ritual, and, well, our good old friend Durnan standing there, sword drawn, ready to attack us.
Amidst the pre-dawn darkness, the clash of steel and the roar of battle erupt through the streets. Outside the Yawning Portal, an epic battle unfolds. The Black Viper, Renair, Floon, Valo, and their allies fight fiercely against the Xanathar's Guild. Magic Dan, El, Cam, and Talon push through the chaos, determined to reach the tavern. Bursting inside, you all are met with disarray, overturned tables, shattered glass, and an unsettling stillness. Hovering above the 40-foot diameter well is a grotesque mind flayer, the same one you faced in the sewers. Beside it floats a large, pulsating crystal, absorbing a beam of energy, surging from the depths below. The mind flayer focuses intently on the ritual, seemingly unaware of your arrival. To one side stands Durnan, the barkeep, his eyes glowing with a disturbing purple light. Clutching his greatsword, he steps forward, ready to attack. Opposite him, the half-orc in red robes, the kidnapper of Floon, raises a flaming hand, his gaze locked onto you. Flanking the well are four armored hobgoblins with glowing eyes, forming a defensive wall. Around the room, a dozen Xanathar Guild members, goblins, Kenku, and cloaked figures watch wearily, hesitant but prepared to strike. The fate of Waterdeep hangs in the balance. It's up to you, Magic Dan, El, Cam, and Talon, to stop the ritual before it's too late. I need everyone to roll initiative.
Two.
I'm going to go ahead and use my inspiration that I haven't used when we fought the monk. Okay. I went from a two to a nat one.
Wow. Okay, well, you get to keep the two, actually. Yeah, inspiration's like just a reroll. So you get to choose. Okay, Cam?
That is a natural 20.
For 20 total?
22 total.
Talon?
14.
Six.
The heat is on. Cam, you're first in the order. What would you like to do?
how grouped up are like the hobgoblins that work and Durnan?
Durnan is on the west side of the well. The half-orc wizardy guy is on the east side of the well. And the hobgoblins are grouped together, forming a phalanx of tower shields on the south side of the well.
Okay. Are they all within like a 30-foot cube, I guess is my question?
The well itself is about 40 foot wide.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to try and hypnotic pattern the hobgoblins, and I'll use I have two bardic inspirations left. I'm going to use one of them to unsettling words.
Is that a single target?
It is a single target, yeah. So one of the hobgoblins will have a harder time. Cam is actually playing with the light in the environment, so is like moving this purple glow inside into like these weird fey kind of crazy shapes over the head of the hobgoblins. That is a -7 to his save.
Okay, and what kind of save is it?
It is the wisdom save.
Mind
goblins.
What's a mind goblin?
Mind goblin, these nuts.
No, but for real. These hobgoblins are under mind control of the mind flayer, so they get advantage on their wisdom saves. I got an 18 -7, so he probably fails. I got a natural 20. I got a 15 and another natural 20.
Okay, so two of them fail.
Yes, and two of them succeed.
Well, that is my bonus action and my action, so that's going to be my turn.
These swirling patterns surround the hobgoblins, and two of them are frozen stiff, like the finish him Mortal Kombat sort of writhing back and forth. Two of them are just fine. They look like they're about to try to snap their brothers out of it. Next in the order is Durnan. Durnan grips his two-handed sword and jumps up onto one of the tables, and you will see a pulsing purple glow in his eyes, and he will almost zombified. He'll say, "Intruders will be eliminated," and he's going to jump off the table and rush towards you guys. So he can't quite make it reach you on this turn. However, he will run forward and, holding his two-handed sword, keep it ready in case anyone gets anywhere near him. He's going for them. That will end Durnan's turn. Next in the order, Talon.
As I see the Mind Flayer, I'm going to cast Fireball centered on the Mind Flayer. That's a 15 dex. My hand glows red as the giant ball of fire just explodes out of midair.
Perfect. As this fire is bursting forth to you, it almost reaches the mind flare. When the half-orc reaches his hands out and sucks the flame into his hand, he counterspells.
Reaction, counterspell is counterspell.
Well, there's both of your third level spells.
Uno reverse card.
He begins trying to reach for the fireball and draw it into himself. And what do you do to counterspell him?
With my other hand, I throw it forth and blue magic appears in my hand, countering it.
The fireball detonates over the mind flare. Burn him up, baby. Burn him up. He has magic resistance, so he has advantage on this. He got an 18.
Silvery barbs. L kind of just stands there, and then dragon kind of like swoops in, and like some of the feathers fall on the mind flare as he kind of flits back.
One more deck save. I got a 4.
Fuck yeah.
I'm also going to meta magic empower the fireball to reroll 4 of the die. 31.
And I will give my advantage.
All right, let's get it, boys. A massive fireball detonates over the mind flare. He quickly holds up. He's not even focused on you guys. He will just wave a hand and a little bit of a telepathic shield tries to cover him, not paying attention to you. However, the fireball still gets through because of L's intervention. This mind flare gets singed a little bit as its tentacles flail, but it looks fine.
And I'd like to give my advantage from Silvery Barbs to Magic Dan.
Next in the order is the hobgoblins. The two hobgoblins that are under mind control will be like, "We serve our master," and they'll elbow their fellow dudes to wake them up. So they use their action to wake up their friends. They wake up their fellow hobgoblins, and then they all together put their tower shields in front of their faces and begin marching through the bar, scooting tables and stuff past them as they are a phalanx. They literally make it far enough across the bar to block you guys at the door, where you cannot get past them. They are blocking you off in front of the door. That there is two hobgoblins that can make attacks, and they will, with their longswords. One is going to be for... I think actually they're both going to be for Talon. No, I don't know if they can both reach Talon. Talon's here? Oh yeah, they actually can. Okay, so both are going to go for Talon with a longsword, one-handed. A 10 to hit? They're like a unit. They're a military unit. These dudes are practiced and trained to do this. All right, that is the hobgoblin's turn. It's now the wizard's turn. The half-orc wizard. Cam, a second-level magic missile comes to you.
Well, there's not much I can do about that.
There is nothing you can do about it unless you can cast shield.
I cannot, dude. I'm a fucking bard, man.
He will reach a hand out, and four flaming missiles shoot across the room. They arc over the hobgoblins. They're heat-seeking kind of thing. So he could shoot them behind him, and they'll still hit Cam. But they arc across the room and slam, slam, slam right into you. You're still concentrating on the spell, but you just drop it. Perfect. Okay, so that's 10 total force damage.
Oh, I'm up, boys. I'm fucking up. I'm hurting, but I'm up.
Next in the order is the Mind Flayer. The Mind Flayer will keep focus on his ritual, and he will not say a thing or do anything else. That's his action. For his ritual, doing the ritual is his action. Next in the order, L.
L's gonna look at the Mind Flayer. That's obviously priority number one. So he's gonna kind of just sit there. You're gonna start to see the spectral smoke of his mom start to come up. But this time, she's gonna look down at L, look at everything for Waterdeep. And I cast Toll the Dead on the Mind Flayer.
Okay. What kind of save is that? Wisdom?
Wisdom.
He gets a 22. So your mother's form rips through him, and this Mind Flayer just waves his hand before she gets to him, and it dissipates.
He's going to see that the spell had no effect, and he's going to disengage and sneak around the hobgoblins to get past them and start making his way towards the Mind Flayer. And I'm going to purposely try to avoid going closer to Durnan, so I'll go the opposite direction of where Durnan is.
There's a bunch of tables all around that are overturned. Durnan is standing directly between you and the Mind Flayer. There's also to your left the bar, like the whole long bar. So you could like hop behind that if you wanted to. Just those are some options. There's tables around you could take cover behind or something like that. Okay, so the bar? Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Yeah, so he sneaks between the hobgoblins, run, and kind of like baseball slides under the bar.
Position. And you are closer to the Mind Flayer than Durnan is. Magic Dan, you're up.
I'm going
to
use Gundog. Yeah, let me hit them with a second level Thunder Wave. They need to make a Constitution saving throw. Thunder Wave is a 15-foot cube. And I'm going to be using my arcane firearm with it as well. Basically, I'm firing out of the Doomstick.
So you kill one of them. What does this look like? The other two just get damaged.
I aim the arcane firearm at him, and it blasts out a shockwave, and the one that it kills just blows apart into gore, sending it like flying across the room. And I imagine like bracing the other guy's shields.
Right. The other two sort of block it with their shields.
I'm going to use my bonus action with Gundog to cast Protector on everybody in a 10-foot radius of it, so it should be me, Tay, and Cam. You get a 1d8 plus 4 temporary hit points.
Dude, that's cool. So Gundog, like, lets out this, like, healing energy?
Yeah, it just creates, like, a little shockwave around it, and everybody in it is just gets a little bit of the light on them. They get the glow.
Cam, you're up.
Cam knows we're in a bad spot. And he knows that this Mind Flayer has effectively control of everyone in this tavern, looking at their eyes. He's going to look to the group, and he's going to say, I have an idea, but we have to hit the Mind Flayer. He's going to look to the harmonica that's in his pocket. He's going to pull the harmonica out and start playing a really kind of jazzy tune. You've only really heard blues from him, but he's going to play a little jazzy tune out of it and hit the Mind Flayer with Otto's Irresistible Dance. Just so you know, all attacks on him have advantage. And then I'm going to bonus action Unsettling Words, because he doesn't get a save now. He gets it on his turn as an action.
So the Mind Flayer's
that's
just
on the item.
Dancing a jig right now? That's so rad.
So you will see, as you begin playing the harmonica, this Mind Flayer just tapping its foot in midair, floating. And it starts nodding its head, and it shakes its hips a little bit. And you can just see that this Mind Flayer is up in the air, just vibing. He's just vibing.
It's like an old woman in an 80s rap video who's suddenly getting into it.
Next in the order is Durnan again. Durnan is going to run forward. It does not appear that he is wielding his sword with as much elegance and grace as you've seen before, probably because he's under mind control. He's a little bit zombified right now. However, he still does get two attacks with Grimvolt, and he is going to go for...
If the sword has a name, it's a problem.
Yeah.
He's going to go for Magic Dan with one of his strikes, and then it's going to make this wide arc and hit Talon too. So, Magic Dan, this one's for you.
Oh, thank you.
You take 9 slashing. Not that much. I rolled really low. The other one is for Talon. 10 to hit.
That will miss.
Wait, so when it hits, your cloak goes deactive until the next turn, right? But just until then, it has disadvantage? Very cool. Durnan swipes out towards Magic Dan, barely scraping him, but he gets him.
Ah, damn it, Durnan! Snap out of it, you asshole!
As the sword arcs across, it swipes into one of Talon's, like, illusions that stands right next to him.
Defend the ritual at all costs.
Talon, you're up.
I am going to cast Firebolt on the Mind Flayer. 25 to hit for 9 fire damage.
It is now the Hobgoblin's turn. They are going to all together in unison with their sword stab through their shields. One is going for Cam, one is going for Magic Dan, and one is going for Talon. Cam was first. A 14 to hit.
That'll just hit.
2 slashing damage. Dead ass. Okay, so the next one was on whom?
Magic Dan.
It was a crit.
Ah.
Jesus Christ.
Silvery Barbs.
Get him.
10 to hit.
Fail.
With the Silvery Barbs. Okay. And the last hit is a 19 on Talon for 5 damage. That is the Hobgoblin's turn. Next in the order is Grumshar, the wizard. He's going to run and jump up on a table, and he's going to look up at his master, Mind Flayer master, sort of hip-hop breakdancing in midair, and he's going to turn towards Cam, and he's going to say,
I knew you couldn't be trusted. I should have burned you when I had the chance. End it now.
And he will reach a hand out for you, and you need to make a wisdom saving throw against suggestion.
That is a 17.
His DC is lower than that. You succeed. Nothing happens.
Dope.
He tries to tell you to end the spell, and it does not.
Whew. I play even fucking harder. Like Cam is playing his heart out with this jazzy tune right now.
Next in the order is the Mind Flayer. He will dance, and then I guess he has to use his action to make the check. Okay, that is a wisdom save.
Yeah, with a -3 from this.
13.
Nope.
Okay, he's still dancing. All right, he's up in the air just dancing his little heart out.
Dancing his fucking tentacles off.
L, you're next.
How far am I from the Mind Flayer?
He is in the center of the well, about 55 feet away from you.
I can't melee attack, but I'm going to hop up from the bar, run 30 feet to him, and then Dragon's going to pop out of off his shoulder, swoop in, rake the eyes, and I'm going to throw a dagger at the Mind Flayer.
Make an attack roll. And you are almost right to the edge of the well.
17 points of damage.
Okay, he takes it.
Like a champ.
How tall is the well?
3 to 4 feet.
Can I duck down behind it and hide?
There's a table nearby. You can try to...
Yeah, duck
underneath.
Yeah, duck under to try to hide, get some cover.
Who are you hiding from exactly?
The wizard.
The wizard? Okay, yeah. Make a stealth check.
16.
You duck underneath of a table nearby. Magic Dan, you're up.
Magic Dan is going to hit him with another, the last two hobgoblins. We got two hobgoblins.
There's 3 hobgoblins left.
And Durnan.
And Durnan in betwixt them.
Okay, so it's like hobgoblin, Durnan, hobgoblin, hobgoblin.
Exactly how it is, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, then, yeah, I will use Thunder Wave on 2 of the hobgoblins right in front of me. Basically aiming the cannon just to hit them, but not Durnan. Constitution saving throw of 15.
One succeeds, one fails.
5. Pathetic. Okay, and then we're going to go with Gundog.
And what's Gundog doing?
I'm going to cast Protector again on Tay and Cam. All right, yeah, I'm going to hit them with Force Ballista.
Okay, and that would be whom?
The one right next to Durnan.
Okay, make a ranged attack roll, and you would have disadvantage on it.
A 5.
That misses. It blasts across the room as Gundog shoots this focused beam, and it tears up the bar. You see a flick of the light in Durnan's eyes sort of go back to normal as part of him is like, oh, fuck, my bar. But then the Mind Flayer's control grabs him again.
Damn it, I'm still working out the kinks on some of this.
Fuck up the bar.
Okay, Cam, you're next in the order.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot at my, that fucking Mind Flayer up there.
Okay.
For a 20.
That hits.
For 4.
I mean, he's not even blooded yet. So, you fire across through the hobgoblin shields. It streaks across the bar. It strikes the Mind Flayer in his shoulder as he, like, does a shoulder roll. And then he does the wave, you know? And the arrow pops out.
This spell makes me insult myself, honestly. That's what it's doing right now.
You will see the wizard, this Grumshar, he's summoning the fire spell. He's sick of the shit. Right? He's like, I'm about to just blast these dudes. When... all of you feel this rumble from beneath your feet. And you will see floorboards snap, 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 snap all the way across the bar as if it's like a line. And then bursting out of the floor is this giant creature. It's got this huge mouth, just a gaping maw full of razor-sharp teeth. It has tentacles that come out the sides of it with razor-sharp eye stalks on the end of it. It has 3 elephantine legs. As it bursts out of the ground, it'll say,
Master Tay, I found him!
And he will just start rending into this wizard as the wizard is completely thrown off and confused.
Hello! Master Tay, I found him!
You know this creature?
That's my pet Odiug.
And here I brought an owl.
Grumshar's flying over the tables as the Odiug is just tossing him about, having a great time.
Look, Master Tay, I can throw him around.
Good job, Mello.
Grumshar's like, fuck, help me, oh shit, fuck. Ah, fuck, shit, fuck. Well, you sent him after him, didn't you? You were like, go after this wizard.
Yeah, I said he was okay to eat anything down there, and that's what he saw.
Yeah, so he's been following him around, trying to get a hold of this guy.
I found him, Master Tay.
All right. Next in the order is Durnan. So the festivities aren't over yet, as Durnan will begin swinging his greatsword wildly. He's going to go for Cam with both.
Oh, boy.
So here comes Durnan. He's not that good right now. He's under mind control, so his head's a bit foggy. I lied. 21 to hit?
I'm going to silvery barbs the shit out of that one and give advantage to... I'm going to say, yeah, Tay. I'm going to give advantage to Tay.
23? Okay. Less damage, though. 9 slashing.
That is a 7. I'm going to use my inspiration, actually. Okay. I'm going to use my inspiration that I got from my speech. That's a fucking 12.
Okay.
Oh, you boy.
Succeed. But here's the bad news. He's hitting you again. But that was a good save. You saved. However, Durnan's coming at you again for a 18 to hit. 11 slashing.
That'll take me down, which is real bad for this fight.
Silvery barbs.
That was a couple turns ago, yeah.
One more attack roll for Durnan. He gets a...
Cam goes down. I think as he's going down, seeing the silvery barbs, he's going to like look to L and say, "Remember, we have the right brother," and like hit the ground.
Slam, your body goes down. Durnan with his great sword, blood dripping off of it, hovering over Cam's head as he looks over towards Magic Dan and Talon, ready to strike them down as well. Talon, you're next in the order.
I am going to cast Scorching Ray. This was a 9 plus a 7 is a 16.
Okay. That one does not hit Durnan.
16 plus 7, 23.
That hits the Hobgoblin. He's dead no matter how much damage you roll. And then the third Hobgoblin.
That would be a 17.
You miss. As it hits their tower shield. Okay. However, the Durnan one missed, right? The Durnan one missed. You killed the second Hobgoblin. The third one also missed as their tower shields protect them. And you're so close. And it seems like every so often they take another step closer, pushing you back against the wall as you're trying to fight back with them. Next in the order is the Hobgoblins. They look over Cam's downed body and then we'll go for Magic Dan and Talon, since there's only two left. So the Mind Flayer looks pretty interested that you just went down. 9 slashing damage.
Alrighty.
And Talon, a 15 to hit. I rolled double 15s.
That'll hit.
9 slashing damage. Next in the order is the wizard. He's just getting tossed about by the Otiug Mello. So you have no reason to worry about that as he Wilhelm screams across the room. However, next in the order is the Mind Flayer. And he is still dancing, huh? Oh, no, he's not. He breaks free. Oh, he's fucking pissed. Okay, so the dancing spell sort of drops on him. And he's no longer concentrating on this ritual. He can let it go to the wayside.
There's an eerie silence that the music has stopped now, too.
And he lets the crystal sort of go to the wayside as he is very, very upset. And he will begin to float elegantly, silently across the room. You just hear a voice in the back of your mind.
Surrender your thoughts to me. Cease your futile resistance.
I'm just going to hit you with my tentacles. Oh, he misses. He gets a 10 to hit.
Yeah, that misses.
Let's go.
So the tentacles reach out towards you, but you heard him in your mind, and you look up just in time, and you slash one of the tentacles out of the way as black blood sort of splats on your face.
Ew, gross.
It recoils and shrieks, and is going to come back at you soon. But that is its turn because it missed. Next in the order is L.
Fuck yeah. So dragon pops back up, swoops in, and this time I'm going to go for a booming blade with the rapier.
Okay.
21 to hit.
That hits.
That's pretty shitty. 15 points of damage.
You slash off one of his tentacles and then just reach in with this booming energy and drive it into his chest underneath of his tentacles. And as you pull the blade out, he's bloodied. He's at half hit points or less. He's starting to take some serious damage. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to do?
No, I'm staying right up here with him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Magic Dan, you're next in the order.
Part of me that wants to try to blow up the bar to see if that'll break Durnan out, but...
Seeing his bar in shambles breaks the mind control.
Yeah.
What do you know about mind control, Magic Dan?
Not much.
Make an Arcana check and let's find out. Okay, you rolled a 20.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things that sort of come to mind in the moment. You think maybe destroying the bar might not be a terrible idea. However, you also know usually how mind control works is that the caster of the mind control has to focus on it. But mind flayers don't have to do that. They're more powerful than that. However, it's a possibility that if you attack the mind controlled, it's a possibility that you can break the enchantment on him.
I'm going to cast Scorching Ray, which creates three rays of fire. I'm going to hit the one hobgoblin, Durnan, and the Mind Flayer. 14.
That misses.
8.
That misses. And the Mind Flayer.
Oh, nope, 17.
That hits.
And that's coming out of the Doomstick as well. 12 altogether. I'm going to cast Eldritch Flamethrower on everybody in front of me.
17.
I got 7 damage.
Okay, which is halved, right, to 3. Okay, he takes it. He's still up as he puts up his tower shield to block it. Next in the order is the Otiug, who will just toss around the wizard some more. The wizard, by the way, this Grumshar, he looks mad fucked up. He's bleeding out of his face. He's got serrated blade teeth stuck inside of him. He doesn't look so good. Next in the order is Durnan. I think Durnan is going to do the wombo combo where he hits Talon once and he hits Magic Dan once. Talon, 9 to hit.
Miss.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ooh, okay. Magic Dan, a 15 to hit.
It hits.
8 slashing damage. As Durnan looms over you ominously.
Fucking A, Durnan, snap out of it.
Must protect ritual at all costs.
Next in the order, Talon.
Are there any enemies close to Cam?
Yes, there's one hobgoblin, but he seems to be focused on Magic Dan. The hobgoblin does.
I am going to cast Wither and Bloom on the hobgoblin and Cam.
You send out this burst of dark energy that swirls around Durnan and two hobgoblins, and it turns into this golden healing energy that swirls over Cam. Cool. What's the save?
Constitution 15.
All right, here comes two hobgoblins. They both fail. What's the damage on it?
11.
You kill them both. As they wither away and turn to dust, just necrotic energy crawls across their body and they turn to dust. And then the swirling energy swarms around and goes towards Cam. Roll a hit dice, Cam.
15.
And he gets a constitution saving throw. Another one. He breaks free. He got an 18. He breaks free.
Fuck yeah.
Durnan breaks free from the mind control as the black energy swirls around him.
Ooh. Durnan, please help.
What the fuck is going on? Oh shit, we're still fighting? God damn it.
He will look around, seeing the group of you. There's dead hobgoblins, so there's no more bad guys in front of Magic Dan, Cam, and Talon. And Durnan will put his hand on Talon's shoulders, and he will say, 3 drinks for life for that one.
Thanks, but we need help, not drinks.
I need drinks.
This is my tavern, and I'll be damned if I let it fall to ruin on my watch.
And he's going to take his blade, turn around, and start running towards the fray. Next in the order is the Mind Flayer. After the hobgoblins go down, the rest of the Xanathar's Guild members that were hiding out in this, on the outskirts, watching this, horrified of the damage that you guys are doing. These goblins and Xanathar's Guild members and Kenku, they decide now is their time to fight. So they all run in and start fighting and Durnan is slaying them down. The Otiug takes the wizard, tosses him into the crowd. The wizard's dead. However, the crowd starts to overwhelm the Mello, the Otiug, as Mello starts thrashing through them.
Mello, no!
I can eat them, Master Tay.
It is now the Mind Flayer's turn. He is hovering ominously next to L, and he will say,
I can taste your fear. It is delicious.
He will take his hand, put it up against his temple, and pull it away quickly. And as he does, there's this thoop sound. And I need you to make an intelligence saving throw.
That's probably going to fail over 14.
That fails.
That might outright kill you with a mind blast.
It's not good. What's your max? What's your total? Total hit points.
38.
Okay, it's not going to kill you. But you're definitely going down 25 points of psychic damage.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and reaction uncanny dodge and have that.
What?
Rogues, baby.
Rogue.
When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to have the attacker's damage.
So you do take half of it. So 25 is, you take 12 points of damage. You round down in D&D. However, you try to dodge out of the way of the attack, but you just get clipped on the edge as you feel this sharp sting in your mind. Your brain gets separated from the rest of your body. You uncanny dodge and dodge out of the way. However, part of this blast still strikes your mind as you feel a sharp pain run down your spine, and your entire body stiffens up and goes limp in place. You are paralyzed for 1 minute. You are stunned for 1 minute, which is even fucking worse than paralyzed. The Mind Flayer, after it notices your body goes stiff, its tentacles begin to reach out towards you and wrap around your neck and wrap around your head and begins to pull you in towards its mouth. That ends his turn. Next in the order is L. It is an intelligence saving throw.
18.
You succeed as you break out of the stunned condition. However, you do still have these tentacles wrapped around your face.
I'm going to use the Doomstick and fire a firebolt at the Mind Flayer. 17.
That hits.
18 altogether.
He takes it. He is looking very hurt. So his tentacles are wrapped around L's head, and you fire your force blast, and it hits it in the head, and its tentacles rip away from L. L, your breath comes back to you as it was kind of suffocating you, and your face is covered in slime. But it hovers in place, angry. You feel like Durnan and the OTL kind of have it under control. If you want, Gundog can just open fire on a group of goblins and sort of take care of them.
Yeah, I'll just use a flamethrower on them.
Okay, perfect. You incinerate a group of goblins easily.
Best invention ever.
Top of the round, Cam, life has returned to you.
Leave my friend alone, and I'm going to unsettling words. So minus four on the check. I'm going to silvery barbs. We're going to try it. That's four.
Okay, he takes it.
But the big thing is the disadvantage.
Yep, he gets disadvantaged on his next attack. Talon, you're up.
I am going to cast Chromatic Orb on the Mind Flayer. 22 to hit, and it's going to be fire damage. 19 damage.
All right, he's still up. But you blast the shit out of him with your damage. Oh, man, he's still up, and he gets a turn again.
11 on Wild Magic.
Basically what happens is there's a huge battle happening now, and Durnan and the Otiug are really, like, trying to help you guys out. And then in bursts some of the Xantarum agents from outside as they begin trying to help you cut down some of these agents, the Xanathar's Guild agents inside. And through the chaos, the group of you are just slinging spells at this Mind Flayer, trying to take him down, and he's pushing through. You are grappled by the Mind Flayer, and you need to make a intelligence saving throw as its tentacles have this psionic energy within them that pulse through your head. Okay, you succeed. You are not stunned again. But his tentacles are wrapped around your face, suffocating you as he's pulling you in towards his mouth.
I shall feast upon your cerebral essence, savoring each memory as it fades.
So he's sitting there getting grappled by this thing. He realizes that he has to do this. Takes the rapier. You start to see it to vibrate as he casts Booming Blade. He jams it into the side of the thing's head. He goes, "I'm the right brother." And then just his head explodes.
As the Mind Flayer collapses to the ground, its grip on the arcane energies controlling the crystal falters. The air around the crystal begins to crackle with unchecked psychic power, building to a crescendo of whirling energy, and suddenly the crystal can no longer contain the force amassed within, and with a deafening explosion, it shatters into thousands of radiant shards that scatter across the room, casting prismatic light in all directions. As the crystal shatters and the echo of its destruction reverberate through the yawning portal, the remaining Xanathar's Guild members stand frozen in stunned disbelief. The sight of their master plan dissolving into glittering dust sends a wave of panic through their ranks. Quickly, fear replaces shock, and they scramble towards exits in a chaotic rush, shoving past debris and one another. Their retreat is desperate and a frenzied dash, filled with the clatter of armor and sharp cries of terror as they disappear into the dark streets of Waterdeep.
Mello, I'm so glad you're here, buddy.
I'm so glad your horrible thing is here. Oh, my God.
He is not horrible.
Whatever, man. We did it. We killed it. Al, you killed that bastard.
It tried to eat my fucking face.
Yeah, super gross, dude. I got a towel here for you, all the slime there. I got you.
Did we do it?
We did it.
Thank you, Tay.
You're welcome.
Cam is going to, like, stand up on a table, and he's going to shout, "Citizens of Waterdeep, it is time to take your city back."
As the first light of dawn begins to break across the skyline of Waterdeep, the gathered forces of the Black Viper watch the golden rays spread, illuminating their exhausted yet determined faces. Outside the yawning portal, they maintain a clear advantage, their expression a blend of relief and resolute readiness after the night's intense skirmishes. With the sun cresting the horizon, the remaining Xanathar's Guild forces retreat into the city's shadowy recesses. The cheers and shouts of victory from the Black Viper's allies fill the air, signaling a crucial battle won, but not the end of the war. They have thwarted the Xanathar's immediate plan, yet the looming confrontation with the Beholder Crime Lord himself casts a shadow over the temporary triumph. As the new day dawns, it brings both relief and the sobering reminder of the challenges yet to come. If you like this podcast and want even more action, dive into The Descent on YouTube. I am the DM for this intense, story-driven campaign that takes the adventurers from the treacherous streets of Baldur's Gate to the fiery depths of the Nine Hells. Just head over to Dungeon Lord J on YouTube and join the adventure. That's Dungeon Lord J on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We are incredibly grateful for all your support and for joining us on these wild adventures. If you're enjoying the show and want to help us keep the adventure going, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon. As a patron, you'll get access to exclusive content and behind-the-scenes extras. We appreciate you, and we can't wait to see you next time. I'm Dungeon Lord J, and this has been Quest. We cut to a narrow, shadowy alley of the city. A goblin stumbles through it, clearly intoxicated. A dirty bottle swings from his hand as he takes a swig before belching loudly. Suddenly, his foot catches on a thin wire stretched just above the cobblestones. The tripwire releases a small wooden lever on a nearby crate, which in turn drops a rusty bucket full of marbles down a ramp. The marbles scatter everywhere, clattering loudly as they roll
into a wooden spoon, which flips and releases a precariously placed plank of wood. The plank tips over, setting off a string of domino-like bricks that tumble down, eventually hitting a smaller hammer attached to the wall. The hammer swings, striking a bell that echoes through the alley, startling the goblin. Just as he tries to regain his balance, the last piece of the contraption, an old shoe tied to a frayed rope, swings down from above and knocks loose a brick from the roof. The brick tumbles through the air, landing squarely on the goblin's head with a dull thud, sending him face first into the ground. A moment later, three giggling children peek out from behind a stack of barrels, their eyes gleaming with pride. "It worked," whispers the smallest of the group, a wide-eyed boy clutching a worn stuffed owlbear. Jinx. A dark-haired girl raises a triumphant fist into the air. Nat. And Squiddly, the red-skinned tiefling boy with an eye patch, grins.
"I told you we could take him out. No sweat."